The Bureau of Land Management does exactly that. The federal agency is the steward of the public lands that make up much of the West. 38% of Arizona is federally owned. The agency has operated without an officially nominated director since the beginning of the Trump administration, and it's been helmed unofficially by an appointee of Interior Secretary David Bernhardt. That appointee, William Perry Pendley, has had a contentious relationship with the Bureau he's led since 2017, and last week Secretary Bernhardt extended the tenure of Pendley. Joining me to unpack the arrangement is Elaine Zielinski, a board member of the Public Lands Foundation, a nonprofit organization advocating for the preservation of federal lands. Elaine, for some folks, Pendley's very controversial. What's at the heart of that?
He has spent the vast majority of his career staunchly opposing the right of the federal government to own and manage public lands. In fact, he's been an outspoken advocate of transferring control of federal lands. And that history goes back a long way with him. It goes back to the early 1980s, in fact, when there was an initiative called the Sagebrush Rebellion under the Reagan administration. And that was an earlier attempt to transfer federal lands to the states or even sell off the lands. Mr. Pendley was a strong believer in and supporter of that initiative. You know, as late as January of 2016, Pendley took the position that the federal government should follow the Constitution and sell its western lands. And that was in a National Review article that was published by then. And so, you know, I think that the controversy comes with, well, why would someone with his beliefs take on the leadership of the BLM? We don't want to get too much into the reorganization that's going on with moving the Washington staff people and the director to Grand Junction, Colorado, but I'm not sure you can separate that from the controversy.
That is a situation that has led to the resignation of a lot of BLM officials who didn't want to uproot their families and change where they were living. And so that's almost, it almost feels like an intended consequence maybe, but we don't know that for sure. But how could that affect the operation of the BLM in your opinion?
The Public Lands Foundation, you know, we've gone on record as saying that this was basically is a blueprint for dismantling the BLM. You know, you're taking your key career people in the Washington office. These are the people that are the experts, you know, on the programs that the BLM is responsible for. These are people that have come through the ranks of BLM. These are people, the great majority of them have worked in the field in the Western states. You're taking all of those people out of DC and you're shotgunning them all over the Western states. So, you know, you're not going to have this critical mass of knowledge in the Washington office. I did myself do a tour in DC, and I think that the role of the DC career people is critical. You know, they're the ones that, number one, get together as a group, do some interdisciplinary discussions. You know, how is this project going to affect wildlife? How is it going to affect fisheries? What about the lands? What about the air? You know, all those kinds of things. There's that kind of discussion that goes back there. They're also viewed by the field as the person that they can go to for advice, for maybe clarification of interpretation of some regulation. And that gives this consistency to all the states while they're implementing types of regulations or whatever. We're going to lose the ability of the Department of Interior, the Secretary's office, Assistant Secretary's office, to contact these folks and get some, you know, technical program-related information very, very quickly. They're going to be scattered all over the United States.
This is certainly not unique to the BLM or Interior. We've seen with throughout the Trump administration, we've seen people leave, some not up for Senate approval. There's been sort of an extension of these interim posts. What about the idea that not just his philosophies, not just Mr. Pendley's philosophies, but the fact that he's not even really in any sort of permanent sense the leader of the group?
It is a very, very much of a problem having a continuation of acting directors. You know, as you know, the BLM hasn't had any of individual nominated by the president and confirmed by the Senate for that BLM director's position. And it's been 3 years since this administration has taken over. And not only is that, you know, that nomination and confirmation process, it's required by the Federal Land Policy and Management Act of 1976, which is kind of the BLM's organic act. And therefore, these series of actings have not undergone any open and rigorous look at their qualifications.
As someone who cares as much as you do, and as someone, as you said, who served in a nonpartisan way as an employee for all those years, is that something that, that bothers you on a personal level because you were someone who was doing it because you love the lands as opposed to loving a particular political party?
Absolutely. You know, I am very, very concerned about the fate of the public lands in this country, and I am passionate about it. You know, I worked very hard and very vigorously throughout my career, and I loved it. And the one thing that I have observed about this particular administration is that usually it's very natural for a new administration to come in and to be skeptical and not trust the career people, thinking, well, you know, they were doing all this other stuff that we don't agree with. And, you know, now we're on this different agenda and they're not going to support this different agenda because they were doing all this other stuff under this administration's priorities. Usually it took, I would say, maybe 6 months for the political people to trust career people. But this administration does not seem to have fostered or trusted the career people at all.
Elaine Zielinski is a member of the board of the Public Lands Foundation and a former BLM state director for Arizona.